Hey everyone at Rockstar Triathlete Academy. This is Coach Brad. Today on the expert call, I have Kristen Godfrey. Now, Kristen is a certified professional licensed counselor. She also has her master's degree in psychology. And what makes her kind of different than most counselors is she likes to work with specifically with athletes. So, Kristen, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
So let's get started off with your background and kind of how you got into where you are now.
Sure, yeah. So I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I was a teacher before that. It was literally 2 months into teaching that I realized that I really should be a counselor, that I had to go back to school. So I started my private practice in 2007. And, you know, somewhere along the way, sort of in my own life, got inspired with friends of mine that were athletes and kind of, you know, awakened that for me and just really kind of more inspired to dig into the sports psychology side of things and connect what I was already doing in my work with, you know, physiological arousal control and grounding and flow. With, you know, the athlete and how the athlete applies that. And then I think, you know, just realizing, like, you know, one day a runner showed up in my office and we had so much fun just working with this person, you know, talking about his sport was energizing and exciting. And so I just,
yeah,
you know,
and you
kind of realize
yourself,
it's so fun because I get excited about what they're doing.
Yeah. So you're an athlete as well, right? Don't you compete in the endurance events?
Yes. A very a casual athlete, amateur athlete, you know.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of my friends and, you know, other people around, especially in Bend, who are, you know, just amazing athletes, but I feel like I'm always chasing somebody.
All right. So what do you find kind of most interesting about athletes and what do they need improvement with that they might not think? I mean, most triathletes and stuff are pretty mentally tough, you know, but what other areas do you think they could improve on as far as mental fitness and mental performance?
Right. Well, I mean, I think what they could improve on probably is actually practicing the mental side, practicing their internal environment. And I think endurance athletes bring something to the table already that is, you know, a drive and an inspiration and, you know, the goals that they set and actually work so hard towards and achieve. But then there's like a whole nother level that they can reach, whether it's actually, you know, placement and performance in terms of like, you know, moving up in the ranks or just even their own satisfaction and enjoyment of the experience that, you know, if you work kind of all the areas of your inner game, you get so much more out of it. So I tend to think of it in terms of, you know, your self-belief, again, that physiological arousal control, the body regulation, and your focus, whether that's big picture or the in-the-moment kind of focus, you know, connecting to positive affirmations and visualizations. So, you know, depending on the person, we all bring different weaknesses to the table. There's always, you know, like if you, I don't know if you follow, you know, Jesse Thomas's blog, or reading any of the stuff that he writes for Triathlete Magazine, but, you know, there's a great example of someone who's at the top of his game and is so such an amazing athlete, but he's also so real about, you know, the sort of the negative stuff that comes into his mind and the struggles that he has to kind of encounter, work through, and have an answer to, whether it's actually in the race or leading up to the race. So at every level, we all have the stuff that gets us and the areas that
Are you kind of referring to obstacles or roadblocks as far as mental performance? Like someone shows up on race day or they're deep into their training and they hit kind of a mental roadblock or obstacle that, you know, they may not be aware of or they are aware of?
And what are you asking about that?
Oh, I'm just kind of was seeing if that's what you were talking about. Because one of the biggest things...
Oh, right. Well, yeah, it's like... Okay, so whatever that stuff is for us, it's showing up everywhere in our life, right? But sport just, like, brings it right to the surface. Because here you are in this pressure, in this moment where whatever that is the most loud and clear. So, you know, whether it's...
Like, well,
go ahead.
What's, like, an example? I mean, there's something wrong with your personal life, like you're having relationship problems, and then you show up on race day, and then it's going to affect you?
Sure, that could be it. If that's, like, a, you know, how you're distracted, you know, if you're bringing that distraction with you, and I guess that brings me back to the idea of how important it is to be practicing that internal environment that you're wanting to bring with you on performance day, because if you haven't been practicing it, then that distraction is right there pulling you away. So maybe it's helpful to think about, like, those roadblocks could be, it's so intertwined, right? So if it's something comes to mind and now, whew, you know, my body is tightening up, I'm feeling constricted, my heart's kind of racing a little bit, I'm overactivated, I'm past kind of that optimal zone where, you know, I'm bringing a little extra energy to the race, now I'm like actually impairing my neuromuscular control because I'm overly aroused, and that's, you know, a set of thoughts going with it. It's the, what's running through your head, what are you telling yourself in that moment, and what are you doing physically now to manage it? So when I'm working with people, I'm always coming at it from both sides. One side is, what are we going to do with your body to help ground you, regulate you, keep you in the right balanced range for your optimal performance? And then what's going on in your head? Where are we going to help you focus so that, you know, really avoiding distraction is all about where are we choosing to focus. And for some people, it's, you know, pretty much all of us can benefit from having a little set of positive affirmations that we hang on to. And I want to say connected positive affirmations, not like, you know, the like sort of cliche, like looking in the mirror, I'm smart, I'm great, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough. But like genuine grounded, when we're at our best, when we're like in a champion moment, what are we saying to ourselves? Those are the kind of things we want to bring back and focus on, to work with visualizations that, you know, sometimes you would go to, you know, during a race, but a lot of times that's something you're going to use leading up to it.
Yeah, part of coaching athletes is that you try to have hard training sessions. So during the race, they can rely on those and know that
exactly. They've
overcame moments. Yeah, and there's a lot
exactly. To
be said to that for certain training methods. Like that's, you know, past a certain point, putting in so many miles isn't really going to benefit you physically. But the mental aspect of knowing that you can bike for 4 hours and then run is what we're trying to achieve as triathlon coaches like myself. And then and then also they can always go back to that. Like, all right, I remember that time I was biking in the snow or the rain. And
yes,
and that,
right,
that's
I
what
can
makes,
do this.
Yeah, and that's
right.
What makes certain athletes so tough in my experience is just those that can rely back on those hard training sessions and know what it's like to overcome those obstacles.
And like
so,
another layer of what you referenced being that, like, you know, a huge part of my job is actually helping people get out of their own way. So all that stuff that pulls you away from just being in that moment and getting into that effortless flow so that your mind is quiet and your body can do what you've trained it to. That's what you're going for.
Yeah. That's great. So I'm going to kind of transition here and talk about your practice, because what I found very interesting is you can do online counseling as well as in person. So could you please explain how that works?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I just discovered that, you know, I've done a lot of work with folks over the phone who I have already worked with in my office, and then say they move away or, you know, for whatever reason we're out of town or this or that. And that's so-so. You know, you can get by. When you really know somebody already well, that's okay. But I much, much, much prefer to get online with cameras so that you can see each other. And for me, really to see, you know, to see your face, to see your body reactions. You can actually sort of experience and attune to someone pretty amazingly well through, even through, you know, the screen. I use a program called VC, which is basically like Skype, but it's, you know, privacy compliant and all of that. So it's pretty effective.
Okay.
I think, you know, you even had mentioned to me, you know, prior to this conversation, you know, some of the research showing that it's effective, and in my experience, it's great. I would love to have a setup where you could have two cameras, one on the face and one on the whole body pulled back, but that would be kind of a lot to ask of everyone to set up.
Yeah, and for our listeners, I'm going to link, I just emailed Kristen before this because there was just a study published January 13th talking about online, you know, psychological counseling and that type of stuff. And so I'll link to the studies in the show notes and anyone can check those out for themselves. Lastly, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but I want to know what your top three improvements that triathletes can make. And they don't have to be mental fitness related or anything, just your top three overall improvements that anyone can make.
Universal, huh? Wow.
Anything.
I would say, well, the first thing that comes to mind is totally eradicate the negative flow of thought or self-talk or identity statements from your vocabulary and from your mind. So really catch yourself, because even the healthiest of us, the best of us, have those things. So the key is interrupt it when you notice it, catch it, and then replace it with what you want to do and believe and see about yourself. Maybe I was going to get sidetracked thinking about, you know, finishing the statement, you know, I am, or it's like me to da-da-da-da-da, you know, to embrace, you know, the vision of what you want to be in that and catch yourself in those negatives. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, as soon as you were saying that, I watch a lot of professional triathletes, like YouTube videos and stuff, and Chris McCormick and Craig Alexander, two of the best triathletes there are. I mean, I've watched videos of Craig Alexander talking about what made him a champion, and he was saying that he just started to tell himself, like, why not me? Why? And he could, a lot of people say, like, you know, I can't be a world champion because of this, this, and this, and he said he basically just... He's just thinking to, why can't I? Like, I can be that guy. There's nothing.
That is
there's no
so
reason
awesome.
Why I can't.
Because we will literally limit ourselves. If we even believe it's like me to always come in second, we will literally limit ourselves from getting first. Like, the moment that you pass the guy in first, now, all this crap's filling your mind that's basically going to tell you, whoa, 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 this isn't me, this isn't how it goes, instead of, you know, believing it's like me to pass this guy and win, you know. It's like me to be a world champion. That's awesome.
That's amazing. All right, so your next two, overall.
Oh, next two, sorry. Let's see. I would say that it's got to be almost universal that everyone can improve in their ability to body regulate, to regulate that physiological arousal. And that's, maybe there are so many tools for that. I'd love to, maybe I should quick write a blog post with another example of a tool for that. Or if you want to go through something right now, we can, but really.
What's like a real quick tool, if you could explain one?
Sure, yeah. So, for instance, something I do with people is, think kind of breath, body, brain. So starting with four breaths, where you're filling really from the bottom up, filling your diaphragm and filling all the way up, and then as you exhaling with a soft mouth, even thinking, your tongue lightly touching the ridge behind your front teeth, full exhale, slight pause at the bottom of the exhale to feel that impulse to breathe in, and then breathe in. And you do four of those, and you'll feel yourself slowing down. And then really connecting with your body awareness and starting at your toes, working all the way up through each muscle, all the way to the top of your head, letting each one relax. So breathing in, imagining your breath reaching into that part, exhaling, breathing out the tension. As you've moved through your whole body, at the end of that, four more of those breaths, filling from the bottom up, soft exhale, and then adding that brain piece, either, your three affirmations. I would say, in your champion moments, what are you saying to yourself? Pick your three things and, meditate on those, or a visualization of one of your great moments, or say it's the race coming up and picturing yourself, moving through that race, using all of your senses. You're taking in the sounds and the sights, the crowd, the course, so that's really a good combination of the body regulation and the focus. And as you do that, actually, you're building your self-belief also. So spending some time with something like that is super helpful.
Yeah. All right. Last one. It could be, anything in life that you think would make a triathlete a better triathlete.
I would say, hopefully they're doing this. Enjoy the process. And maybe everybody's already heard it. Let go of outcomes and enjoy the process.
All right.
I'm going to go on to more than one. Look at loss, but long enough to learn from it and then let it go,
Yeah.
Enjoy where you're at.
That's about it. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we close this off?
No, thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much.
I love going on about it. So
it was a pleasure, and I think our listeners will really benefit from it. So thanks, Kristen, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Bye.
Bye.